Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In New York City today, a jury has found disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein guilty on 2 felony counts of sex crimes. He was acquitted on more serious charges, including 2 counts of predatory sexual assault. The verdict comes after the jury spent 5 days deliberating and more than a year and a half after Weinstein turned himself over to the Manhattan police. The Manhattan district attorney who brought the charges, Cyrus Vance, said this after the verdict was announced.
My hope is, with this verdict, survivors of sexual assault, whether it's of Mr. Weinstein or whether it's of someone else, will come forward, and our office and others like our office will, I hope, be there to listen to them and to help them move forward.
NPR Arts editor Rose Friedman joins us now from New York City with the latest. And Rose, the jury found Weinstein guilty of a criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree. What's the significance of that verdict today?
The jury did not find him guilty on those 2 predatory sexual assault charges that you mentioned. So those were the most serious ones. Those could come with a life sentence. They did find him guilty of the ones you mentioned. But, you know, in a larger sense, this case really came down to whether or not the jury believed the 3 women who were part of these charges. It, you know, there wasn't a lot of physical evidence in the case. So it really just came down to whether or not the jury found these stories credible. And so what the jury is indicating with this verdict is that they found the stories of Miriam Haley and Jessica Mann, the 2 women who were in the charges, they found those 2 women credible. The woman who they're basically saying they didn't find credible was actress Annabella Shura, who was brought in to sort of bolster those predatory sexual assault charges. And that was a big surprise because she was widely seen as the prosecution's strongest witness. So that was sort of surprising to everybody in there. But you know, the significance is that they believed these 2 women who – both of whom kept in contact with Weinstein after these assaults were said to have happened. So that was a big question in this case.
You mentioned the name of at least 3 women who had testified during this trial, accused him of sexual assault and rape. Just remind us how intense and emotional this trial has been.
Yeah. So there were 3 women in the charges, but 6 women testified altogether. It was part of a strategy that was also used in the Bill Cosby case to bring in more women. And, you know, the stories were really harrowing. They were often hard to listen to. They were quite graphic. In her closing argument, the prosecutor, Jonah Luzzi, portrayed Harvey Weinstein as a predator who would go after women who were really vulnerable and who really didn't have very much, either very much money or very much stature. She described them as ants he could step on. And, you know, the defense tried to poke holes in that. They tried to say these women are lying, that they're, you know, reframing consensual encounters later after the fact as non-consensual. But yeah, that was sort of the tenor of the trial.
The important context here is that this was the case that kicked off the Me Too movement across the United States. So we will see, you know, as this news develops here and we get reaction from the victims, we'll see what that means for the movement. But just quickly, do we have any idea what the sentence will be?
Yeah. One of the charges carries up to 25 years. The other carries up to 4 years. And then after that, he's still facing charges in Los Angeles.
NPR's Rose Friedman. Thanks so much.
Thank you.